This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Harley's filling in because Ryder had his knee surgery yesterday. He's doing really good.
Oh, thank you.
You should take the compliment. You're doing a really good job.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I heard Ryder was doing well. I heard he got some Arby's right after his...
Yeah, he was thinking Arby's when he was on the morphine.
Yeah, hey? I would rather sleep on an anthill in the summertime.
So, speaking of fast food...
Yeah.
You and I were talking about the popcorn chicken that was on sale yesterday at KFC between 11 and 4. $2 for 20 pieces of popcorn chicken. Did you take advantage of it?
Don't remind me. I went there, like, with bells on. I drove there fast, and I got there, and the lineup was just horrendous. So I went to Denny's and got an All-American Slam instead, but...
It's our fault.
It is.
It's our fault for talking about the deal. Everyone that was listening went.
Yeah, we told people about the Colonel, and, well, the Colonel delivered, but not to us.
So I think we've learned a lesson, and from here on out, we're going to be extremely selfish when we hear about these fantastic deals that we want to take advantage of. We're not telling the audience.
No.
Even though that's literally our job.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
I mean, yeah, all of the stuff, it's going to be kept to ourselves from now on, and it's going to be finger-licking good.
Everyone that uses hashtag YEGFit, calm down. Breathe. Everything is going to be okay. We'll figure something out. But Canada is about to get hit by a huge avocado shortage.
What?
Dun, dun, dun.
So that would include guacamole, right?
That would include guacamole. And Harley mentioned that that's his favorite thing to bring to parties, which is a very surprising fact about you.
Well, yeah, especially if you're going to, like, I don't know, some sort of party where you're watching sports. Unless you're bringing some really good fries, what's a better thing to bring than an avocado dip?
Buffalo chicken dip. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, no, I'd actually still disagree. I know. I'd still disagree with you. I'd even say buffalo chicken wings over buffalo chicken dip.
You're actually drunk. So we're asking you, what's something that you pray never runs out? Landon texted in saying beer. Beer can never run out.
Yeah.
When I go to the store and I see the huge wall of coconut oil... It worries me. Like, how many coconuts were used to make this oil, and is that going to run out? Because coconut oil is a godsend. You can use it for everything.
Yeah, well, not even coconut oil. Like, that's good, but coconut shrimp?
I can't imagine a life without coconut shrimp. That's one of the things where, if it's on a menu somewhere, it's like, well,
yeah.
You have to get it.
I'll splurge. I'll treat myself.
So not only should we worry about the avocados that are running short in Canada, but let's all have mini anxiety attacks every day about coconuts.
Yeah. Like, everybody, please stop remaking Castaway. Come on.
We need the coconuts. Listen, I know it's Friday, but a lot of people seem grumpy on the text line. So why don't we just get our frustrations out now so we can enjoy the weekend properly? It's time to complain about some things.
Sounds good.
It's Complaint Corner.
Nuh-uh.
No, it's with Harley and Lisa for once.
Okay, Harley, what are you going to be complaining about this morning? Get it off your chest, man.
This morning, I'm complaining about trucks.
Alberta? How dare you?
How dare I? I used to have a truck, and nothing against it if you own a truck.
Right.
But when you own one, not only are people, like, throwing their garbage in the back of your box all the time, it happened like 4 times, so that's
but
all the
still,
time
to me. That's such an inconvenience.
And, like, strangers asking you to move, like, oh, you have a truck?
Can you just help me pick something up?
Yeah, like, we'll get a slice of pizza after. Like, no, go away.
You know what I've always thought about when it comes to trucks is how much more expensive it seems to be to fill up the gas, but there's less room
inside
to sit.
So if I buy a bunch of action figures that day, I'm going to only be able to buy like 70. You can't fill up that whole thing.
Unless you buy one of those caps for the back of the truck, which is extra money.
Extra money.
I'm stressed out thinking about it.
I don't, you know, just come on. Especially if you have a single cab, your head's close to that back window. Like, if you just have one row of seats, and if you stop too fast, you could whiplash and hit your head in the back of the window. Happened to me once. It was enough for me to hold a grudge.
That's a good complaint. I like it. But again, no offense to anyone that drives a truck. It's not you.
It's
the truck. Okay,
it's
so
just
my
the stories
turn.
That come with it. Yeah, let's go.
Mine is kind of in the same category because what mine is, and it's nothing against the company, but I've noticed, And listen, there's a lot of Uber drivers that love our show. Every time I get in an Uber, they're listening to Hot 107. Mad respect. We appreciate you. But I think the Uber honeymoon phase is over. Like, did you know with Ubers, they don't, or any like ride company like that, they don't know where you're going until you get in the vehicle. This is just what I've heard.
Okay.
So they don't know the destination. They only know the pickup location. So when you get in and they find out that you're only going like 10 blocks, it seems like such an inconvenience in their day. I'm like, I'm sorry. It's 40 below. I don't want to walk.
Yeah, that's fair.
I feel like I get attitude when it's like kind of a short ride, or it's like I'm interrupting them while they're running errands that
day. Yeah, the economy is bad. So I guess if you're not like forking over a good old $48 ride.
I don't know how it works, man, but I do remember when I first started using it, I was like, this is the best thing in the entire universe.
Yeah.
It's so convenient. They're there in 3 seconds. But my tip for anyone listening, if you're going to like a massive event and you know it's going to be tough to get that Uber, if you walk like 4 blocks away from the venue, you get an Uber in 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas
easy.
If you're leaving Rogers Place after a hockey game.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. They're not going to be able to find you properly. It's such a hassle. So yeah, no offense to the actual like Uber company, but sometimes you get a driver that like is mad at you because you need to go to an appointment.
I used to get a free water bottle every now and then.
Where's the free water bottles? Do you think you dropped $6,000 on a toilet?
No, I can't remember any time I've ever dropped $6,000 on anything.
I don't think I've ever had $6,000. So there's an Alexa-powered toilet. Yep, 6 G's.
Oh.
Now, you read that and you're like, okay. Like, what?
This thing.
What does it come with?
This thing has to be the future.
It's got to be cool. Not really.
No?
Yeah. You can ask it to heat up the seat, lift the lid, play your favorite music, and flush. That's it?
I feel like this should have been both of our complaint corners.
Yeah, like
this
you're telling me that's $6,000 and it doesn't even have a bidet?
Not even a bidet. Does like Pierce Brosnan narrate your time in there?
You gotta think that they had someone if it's $6,000. I don't know, man. Like, talk to me when it offers you a wet wipe. Can you imagine if it was so smart that it knew exactly what you were going through while you were on the toilet? It's like a voice telling you everything's gonna be okay. You're gonna get through this. Or then it like automatically plays a song like Push It.
That suits the mood, yeah.
Push It real good.
I think if I had to go for a song with that, I would go with Move It, like dun 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 dun. People, don't you know it's about time.
Or if you were hungover, like talk like $6,000 for this Alexa toilet. If I'm hungover and I'm throwing up and dry heaving into a toilet, I want Alexa to have a hand physically reach out and rub my back for me.
Oh, I was going to say, while that's happening, I want Alexa to order me like 8 McDoubles.
Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Ryder is recovering from knee surgery. Harley is covering.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. So Margot Robbie, you might know her as I, Tonya, Harley Quinn. She's going to be portraying Barbie in the upcoming live action film. Well, she's in the news because she's fed up of being asked a certain question.
Oh.
And I think a lot of women can agree. So we'll discuss that in a bit. Let us know what you're sick of people bringing up around you. Margot Robbie is in the news because she is done with people asking her about the status of her womb. She wants to remind people that it's no one's business but her own. Just because she recently got married, everyone keeps asking her in interviews when she's going to have kids. And I think this is a really serious subject for all of us to learn from. Asking that question can be really, not offensive, but it can hurt someone's feelings if they're struggling to become pregnant, if they have fertility issues.
Also, it can get annoying.
It can get so annoying, or maybe they can't afford it right now, and it's a sensitive subject. And Margot Robbie makes a valid point. It's no one's business but her own. And Jessica wrote in with something kind of similar. She said she's had one kid and the labor was so horrible. She's so sick of people asking, so when's the next one?
The one I was super sick of is when you're out like at a restaurant and the server comes up to you and they're like, oh, how are the first couple bites tasting? Like, no, like come up to me and like,
even just switch it up.
Yeah.
Switch up the wording.
Even if you come up to me and you're like, food good, like sure,
your tip's going up if you switch up the wording.
Come out to me and say like, hey, I have a dog, Instantly, you'll get a 20% tip.
The whole point of them approaching the table is so you don't have to get up in case you're missing something, right? So it is, they need to come to the table, but it doesn't always have to be the same question.
Yeah, the first couple bites, who'd you copy that from? The first couple people you... I don't know. I don't have an idea.
You were trained to say that? It's boring. Now, this text here is pretty awesome. Kathy wrote in saying, when people ask her, aren't you hot? Because she wears a sweater to work every day. Oh, so good. Matthew texted in saying, I hate when people ask me about my diet. They always seem to ask me when I'm face deep in some McNuggets.
Oh, yeah. Like those coyotes in Edmonton this morning.
Alyssa wrote in saying, I can't stand it when people ask, how are you? But then they don't give a moment to actually listen to the response. They just start talking. I find it to be so rude.
Yeah.
Tia wrote in saying, my sister's 4 years younger and is now getting married. So everyone keeps asking me, why are you still single? I don't know, my bad personality? Okay, Tia, you're funny.
Yeah,
that is so funny.
That makes me so happy to be an only child.
But do you get sick of people asking you when you're going to get a girlfriend? Because I see a lot of people writing in, like this one here, when are you going to get a new boyfriend? I like being single. Thank you very much. It's such a weird thing to ask. And I think we're starting to get into an age where people are totally more happy living alone with their four cats or their dog. Like their dog is their baby.
Mm-hmm.
We need to end that question because you think of someone who's single and lives alone and you're like, oh, that poor person. It's like, no, this is the best. I can eat whatever I want. Nobody's telling me to clean up after myself.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if Jennifer Love Hewitt from 2000 comes to my door, then yeah, maybe I won't be single anymore. But
okay, things are getting pretty serious on the text line this morning and I'm into it.
Oh, yeah. It's getting fiery.
Some people are married. They go to parties. They don't drink. People assume they're pregnant. No, I just don't want to get drunk.
Well, the amount of times that I've even heard that question, like just in the background, and I'm a guy, so I never get that question.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of times I've heard somebody ask a stranger that, it's like, wow, that must happen so often.
Why doesn't it happen to men? Like, why aren't we asking
men? Because we aren't getting pregnant.
Well, but at the same time, like you could impregnate someone.
You could have a kid with a guy, yeah.
There's a lot of people on the text line that are saying, we're done with people asking us why we're still single. It's the single movement.
Yeah.
It's okay to be single, and there's nothing wrong with that, and nobody should be shamed for preferring to be alone. There's also some really funny texts rolling in, like Lauren's here. She says, I don't like it at the grocery store when they ask, did you find everything okay? It's not really a good time to ask at the till with the conveyor belt filled with my groceries and 10 people behind me. Hey, did you find everything okay? No, actually. Do you mind actually coming with me to help me find the organic eggs?
Yeah, just come on. Follow me to the back of the store.
Let's just take a minute.
Yeah, I need a bread bowl for some spinach dip. I heard guac is going to be out of business soon. So
Lorelai wrote in saying, I'm so tired of people telling me about the last time they worked out as soon as they find out I'm a personal trainer. And I think personal trainers and golf pros,
it'd be the same for dentists. Like, oh, when's the last time you flossed?
From Anonymous. I'm a ginger. I'm sick of people asking me if the carpet matches the drapes. It's getting old. I'm 32 years old. I'm done.
So I think the answer is yes.
Flowers are delicate, smell good, and are nice to look at. Ryder is none of those things. It's time for another episode of Flower Shop Friday.
Hot 107.
We have to honor the Flower Shop Friday.
Yeah, Ryder isn't here, but that doesn't mean he can't reach into the past and call a flower shop.
Yeah, we're going to go into the archives and just like pick a random one and play it for you, and hopefully it's hilarious. Like he said to me, why don't you just do a flower shop? I was like, no. Remember, I tried it once like 4.5 years ago, and the amount of hate I got on the text line, I don't know if people were just angry that day, but they were like, you can't do it. You suck. Oh. I was like, well, now I have no confidence.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I can't prank call anyway. I always feel bad and I want to call back and be like, just kidding.
Good morning. Flowers, can I help you?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks. How are you?
Good, yourself.
Good, thank you. Just wondering if you could fill out a card for me. I'm going to pop in a little later and pick out some flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Father Tim, thank you for the exorcism.
Okay.
I think you finally got rid of that pesky demon once and for all.
Go ahead.
God bless you.
Death becomes me!
And that's everything. Can you just read that back to me and make sure we got it?
Father Tim, thank you for the exorcism. I think you have gotten rid of that pesky demon once and for all. God bless you.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
Die, motherfucker!
Okay, well, see you later.
Thank you. Flower shop, flower
shop, flower shop, right? Now, you said that the super blood wolf moon that's happening over the weekend could bring a lot of breakups.
Yeah, I was reading Cosmo, not
just
to brag.
Casually reading a Cosmopolitan magazine. No, but that's so fascinating. And the more research I've done on this moon, because at first you read that and you're like, whatever, it's a moon.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting. And I think that we need to let our listeners be aware that you need to know maybe your partner will be in a weird mood. Maybe you won't understand what's wrong with you because of the moon.
Just strangers out will be weird.
Right?
I don't know.
You want to avoid the public, maybe. So it says January 20th, 21st. It's the most potent kind of moon.
I guess that means stuff's going
to
happen.
Listen to this. This is really interesting to me. We can have these signals of a profound rebirth and a culmination of energy. It's going to bring endings, like Cosmo Magazine said, maybe some breakups.
Yeah.
And a culmination to the lessons you've been working with since early 2017.
Wow.
So what this super blood wolf moon is going to do, it's going to help release what is no longer needed in your life. And then it's going to help manifest what you truly desire. This energy from the moon is so intense, it will possibly bring up emotional issues that are linked to your past. So if you're... Isn't that fascinating?
It sounds like we're going to turn into werewolves.
Something is going to happen. I think we should all stay home, lock the doors, avoid your spouse.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
The claws are going to come out. You can blame everything on this blood moon.
Yeah.
I really wish I could get into Game of Thrones, but what I struggle with is not being able to see what's happening in the scenes. Like, there's one candle lit. I'm like, who? Who's in this? What?
Yeah, it's dark.
And even people who have binge watched every season, they still don't know character names.
No.
There's too many.
Yeah, I've heard too many, and I don't even watch the show.
So April 14th, 2019, there's going to be the new season. Each episode apparently is going to be like a movie length type of episode, which is really exciting for fans. So right now, Harley is hooked up to the dog shock collar. I am in control of shocking him when he's wrong. This is a brand new game called Game of Bones. Will Harley know if this is a Game of Thrones character or a bone in the human body?
Hand. Oh, that's not a bone, I guess. Is it?
You can say, all you have to say when I say a word is bone or throne.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Good luck.
Thank you.
Hyoid.
Bone.
You were right. I didn't even touch the button.
That felt like you shocked me.
I didn't. You're just overthinking it, man. Here,
okay,
listen, I'm going to put the controller down.
All right.
And
okay,
I'll only
I'm
touch
nervous.
It when you're wrong.
Okay.
But you were right. The hyoid is a neck bone.
Oh.
Brawn.
Brawn? That's got to be a Game of Thrones guy.
You're right.
Right? Okay, good.
You're doing so well. How much are you sweating with dog shot collar?
Internally, a lot more than externally. But still, it's a lot of sweat.
Vomar.
Bone.
Okay, you're just crushing it. Like, can
what?
You see my screen?
No.
Ethmoid. Bone or throne?
Let's say bone. Ugh. Again?
This is just boring for me.
I'm sorry, I don't know any of these words.
If you're just tuning in, we're playing a new game called Game of Bones, where Harley is guessing if it's a bone in the human body or a character from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Viserys. Viserys.
Viserys. Bone. That sounds like a neck bone.
Wrong!
Oh, that felt
sorry, I got like way too excited there.
I'm like instantly sweating more now.
Okay, I have one more for you. Best of luck.
Okay.
Stapes.
Stapes. Game of Thrones guy.
Wrong!
Okay.
That was so fun for me. How hard is that game?
It's
endless. Like, we could play this game for months. There's so many characters. There's so many bones in the body.
I don't know.
Okay, right now I want to talk about the show Tidying Up with Marie Kondo that's on Netflix.
Ooh.
Everybody's watching it, and then they're purging their closets and donating their stuff to thrift stores, and other people are getting excited because that means there's going to be a lot of good stuff to shop for in the thrift stores.
Yeah, not just discarded Bill Cosby books.
Have you watched the show yet?
No, I'm scared to.
You seem like someone that just has a lot of action figures and old DVDs.
I collect some things, and I just, like, I don't know. I get rid of that stuff, like, once a year.
Uh-huh.
But if I feel like if I watch this show, I'll just get too addicted to it, and like all of my stuff will be gone.
And then you'll regret it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Especially when it's worth a lot of money, like all of our Beanie Babies.
Oh, all the ties that I had. No, I'm just kidding.
But people have been tidying up other aspects in their life ever since watching this, like their friends.
Yeah, and not just Facebook friends.
No, we're talking like going through their contacts in their phone and saying, does this person bring me joy or not?
Yeah.
Because that's Marie Kondo's quote. Only keep things that bring you joy. And I found that to be really interesting. But what I want to see is a next level version of this show where they go into celebrity homes.
Oh, yeah. That are
like,
hoarders?
That are hoarders. Like, who do you think as a celebrity is a hoarder?
Well, I know Judd Apatow is like the guy that made 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up.
He's a hoarder?
Yeah. Like, he keeps all of the stuff that he's gotten through his career. I don't know. It's kind of, it's not
like
that's
really
gross,
interesting.
Not gross.
It's not gross.
I think.
Right. But who do you think, like, who's a famous person that when you look at them, you're like, that person definitely doesn't take out their trash?
I don't know why, but I want to say Julianne Moore. Like, from
that's really interesting.
Magnolia, and I think she was in Children of Men.
I want to say Anthony Hopkins.
Oh,
there's
totally.
Just something about that guy. I'm like, you definitely like don't throw out toilet paper rolls.
The only thing you throw out is your hair, obviously, because you're
is he bald now?
Yeah, he's bald. I think so. Anthony Hopkins is a bald guy, isn't
I'm just
he?
Gonna Google it.
Yeah, I don't know, but
is Anthony Hopkins bald? He's not. He's got
not
a bit of hair on top, man. Oh, no, but his character in Silence of the Lambs is bald.
That might be
no, he's
I'm
not
thinking. No.
Why are we talking about this?
Yeah, let's get to somebody who isn't bald. Tyler Shaw.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.